You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
66. My son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable, upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Throughout American history, more than 1 million military service members have fallen on the field of battle defending our nation. The brave men and women who have sworn to support and defend the Constitution of the United States sacrifice much to protect the country from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Their commitment has been an integral part of building the nation since the American Revolution in 1775.
I enlisted the Marine Corps OCS in January of 1966 and served in Vietnam early December of 1967, and was blinded as a result of a landmine explosion.
I joined the Army in 1989. I wanted to serve my country in paper school, and once I got into the military, I realized I actually enjoyed it and wanted to do it for a living. Got 4 combat tours overseas, in the first Gulf War, Afghanistan in 02, Iraq in 03, and Iraq again in 05. And that's where I was hurt in 05.
But for many, the decision to serve the nation comes with a high cost. For instance, every year, more than 6,000 veterans from past and present wars become blind or visually impaired, mainly because of age-related illness or injury. Presently, there are more than 165,000 veterans who have lost their sight in and out of combat situations.
I was injured in Baghdad on July 7, 2005 by an IED. The projectile came through the window of my vehicle and hit me in it. I woke up a month later in Walter Reed Army Medical Center, unable to sleep.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael, and we got a room full of folks. Yes, we do. We have a co-host to my right, Lynn Golder. Are you still there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour.
And we have another co-host today, Dr. Lucille O'Neill. You still there, Doc?
I'm still hanging here.
There you go. Still to the left. And we have Roderick Thomas and his, I'm going to say, bride.
We still here.
Teresa Thomas. You still there?
Hello, everyone.
Okay. So, this you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, the phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We got a lot more coming up this hour. Very soon, you're going to be hearing from Dr. O'Neill with her moments, special moments.
Motivational
moments.
You know, I had a dream, wanted to be a motivational speaker since I was 12.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'll come to motivate you tonight.
Okay. That's good. I need a lot of motivation.
Okay.
But before we do anything, it's trivia time.
This is on the phone.
Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
He's on the phone?
He's always on the phone.
He's
always on the phone.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do trivia time? Can you hear me?
He's on the phone.
Don't tell him. Well, let him put the person on hold.
Yeah.
But let him put the person on hold. This is a good trivia one.
All righty.
Trivia time, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Everybody, their brothers, cousins, should all know who's singing this song. Let's hear it.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes prove. In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life. America, make God thy gold refine.
Okay, I'm surprised the phone's all ringing by now. If you're thinking it's Frank Sinatra, you're wrong. It's not Frank Sinatra. But this voice, everybody should know that voice. If you didn't know this voice, you haven't been around this United States for the last 100 years. 407-894-1680. I know Dr. O'Neill knows who's singing.
I do.
Don't say it.
Well, okay, I promise.
Let's go now to Dr. O'Neill while waiting for trivia.
We need a motivational moment.
Yeah, we need real motivational moment.
I get excited when I have opportunity to share some things with especially young people. And what I tell young people is to never stop dreaming, because I remember when I had the opportunity to go to school, it had been 30 years since I was out of school, graduated from high school, and the opportunity presented itself after 30 years for me to go to college. But what I want to say is the dreams that you have embedded in within, continue to keep those dreams there. Keep them alive and set goals and begin to work toward the goal that you have set for yourself. And I read one time that Maya Angelou said, it may take years to realize a dream, but dreaming itself is an elevating experience. And I know that to be true, because when I went to college at a late date, when all my children were grown up and I had that college experience, the black experience, and graduated from the great Bethune-Cookman University, It took 30 years, but I'm telling you, that experience was wonderful for me. The dream I set for myself to be a college graduate, I put in the work and it was done, and that dream manifested right in front of my eyes. So set goals. Keep your dreams alive and do the work.
When you graduated, what did you feel within yourself?
I felt accomplishment, major accomplishment.
There
you know why? Because I did the work. It's important.
That's what you hear from motivational moments. from Dr. O'Neill.
Dr. Lucille O'Neill.
Yes, Dr. Lucille.
Keep him in mind, Dr. O'Neill.
I love you, Michael.
Everybody likes to pick up Michael. Right, Michael?
Ay, ay, ay. So that's the story. Nobody called up. I can't believe it. With the trivia, nobody called
Shame
up.
Shame on them. They don't know that.
Now that's, I can't believe this.
Well, give the answer.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm doing my part over here. And y'all just went in.
You
I got two callers.
Arms, Chris.
I got two callers on the phone line. The first caller, we're going to go to Miss Ida Mae Pryor. She's a first-time listener, and she's calling in for the trivia. Oh,
where's she calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, right. Florida. Nice. Okay.
Miss Ida Mae, how you doing, ma'am?
Ida Mae?
Oh, I'm good, and you?
Good, good.
Are you visually impaired, Ida Mae?
I can't hear you that well.
Are you visually impaired?
Miss Ida Mae, Miss
yes.
Ida, are you visually impaired?
We know you can't hear us, but can you see us?
Now I can hear you a little bit better.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, do you have your radio on? You can't have the radio on at the same time listening to us.
Do I what?
Now, can you see? Are you visually impaired? Yes or no?
Yes, whatever.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We so just want to know, that's all.
Were you calling? You were calling about the trivia. Who did you tell me the trivia was?
Yes.
What was the person playing the keyboard, the piano? What was his name?
Okay, then, y'all. Thank you. Send me whatever.
Okay. You didn't win. Can't tell you nothing until you win. You have to tell us what and who we singing.
Miss Ida Mae.
Yes.
When you called me, you said, I know who that is, and you gave me the name, and I told you to hold on, let me patch you through. What was the name that you gave me for the trivia, for that song that was playing?
A 407.
No, 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 not your phone number, Miss Ida Mae.
Well, I told you that was Ray Charles.
Oh,
yeah, Ray Charles.
Ray Charles is right. You just won a $10 gift card. You from Orlando, so you're going to go to $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue. You just won
$10. Wow.
Sonny's Barbecue. That's right. And today we're giving out the bracelet. So we'll send you a beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond. Radio show, free bracelet.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.
And who else is on the line?
Thank you,
Miss Ida Mae. Probably have a blessed one. All right.
Who else was on the line?
All right, our good friend, Brother Theo here, gave a call. He wanted to give a shout out to you and say hi.
Okay.
How you doing, Michael?
All right. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored in the name of Jesus. How you doing, Miss Lynn?
Hi, Brother Theo. How are you?
I'm blessed. Miss Lucille, thank you so much for everything.
Brother
Raising Shaq up the right way. And he became to be a professional and everything. Not just Shaq, but the rest of your kids.
Well, thank you,
blessed
Theo.
Blessed and highly favored. And the blood of Jesus keep you and your family covered. Covered under the blood of Jesus. Let it
thank you so much for calling in, Theo.
Thank
you, calling us for calling in. Thank you so much. Appreciate it so much. So, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. If you'd like to speak to Dr. O'Neill, now's the time. It's wide open, 407-894-1680. The motivation today? Well, what can I say? We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
2J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. By the way, you want to go to our website. It's Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we have a guest right away, all the way from District of Columbia. That's right. He's the president of the District of Columbia Group of the National Federation of Blind, NFB. That's right. Sean, listen, Lynn?
Yes.
Why don't you introduce you, Sean?
Yeah, well, hi. We'd like to welcome Sean Calloway. And Michael, you already said where he was from. Welcome, Sean.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's
our pleasure. Our
pleasure to have you. Yeah. So
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sean Calloway. I'm a resident of the District of Columbia. I lost my sight at 19 years old while I was a student in college. A young man came in my dorm room playing with a gun, and the gun went off. And hold on, I'm getting a little echo. I'm sorry. But the gun went off, and the bullet hit me in the temple, which caused me to be permanently blind. So I went and through this life of journey as a blind person, went back to college, got a couple of degrees, met the Federation of the Blind back in 2009, and my life has been so much better with this organization in my life. So I'm a married man with a beautiful 2-year-old daughter, and I currently work for the federal government. So that's a little bit about myself. And I've been serving as the president of the National Federation of the Blind of D.C. for about 7 years now.
Okay.
What inspired you to join the NFB, Sean?
Well, you know, it was so funny. I was at a crossroads in my life where I just wasn't doing too much in anything in regards to outside of my job. I really didn't have any strong blindness skills anywhere. You know, I had the basic cane travel skills and assistive technology skills, but it was just something that was missing. But also, I lacked the confidence in being a blind parent. And so I had to put myself around blind people who were just confident. And when I joined the NFB, I realized there were a whole bunch of blind parents. And once I saw that, I had the confidence then to be a blind parent. And I just got heavily involved in advocacy work at the NFB, and more so just uplifting blind people who feel they can't live the lives they want, but they really can. So
you surrounded yourself with people that were going through what you were going through.
I will say this. They probably did, but at this point in their life, when I joined the Federation, there were a lot of successful blind people, which I had never seen before, especially from a blind parent aspect as well. Like I said, that was the only, part of my life where I didn't have confidence in being a blind parent. And once I saw that, I was just like, wow, this is possible. And so a lot of things have taken place, in my life. Like I said, my assistive technology skills have increased. My advocacy skills have increased. I actually have a radio show like you guys. So I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be doing radio. So it's just so many doors that have opened since joining the Federation.
And where did you go for the skills that you learned?
Well, I got my skills training from a place called the Workforce Technology Center, which is located in Baltimore. You know, at the time, when I lost my sight in 1991, I didn't know anything about the Louisiana Center for the Blind, the Colorado Center, and also Blind Inc., which is in Minnesota, which is, I believe, some of the strong rehabilitation center for blind people in the world, really. So I got my skills from WTC and a blind man named Lou Smith. And it was this wonderful experience. I think Lou gave me the confidence to move on with my life after blindness.
Okay.
So what else can you tell us?
Well, I want to tell you about our wonderful national convention that's coming up in July 10th through the 15th. The National Federation of Blind holds their annual convention, and which will be held in Orlando, Florida.
There you go.
I call it a festival of blindness, which means all kinds of blind people from around the country converge on Orlando to learn, to gain skills, to just learn about blindness in general, from technology to blind parenting to anything you name in regards to blindness. You're going to learn at this convention It's probably the largest gathering of blind people in the country throughout the year. So it's a wonderful experience, and I encourage those who are in Orlando, if you're not doing anything, come down to the Roses Shingle Creek Hotel in Orlando, Florida, and join the National Federation of Blind for our annual convention.
Maybe we can meet you then.
We go every year.
Oh, do you? Okay, well, we got some phenomenal speakers this year. We got from the Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta. We have from the World Blind Union, Dr. Fred Schroeder. Executive Director from the American Foundation for the Blind, Kirk Adams. We have a wonderful lady who's coming, Christina Ha, who was the season 3 winner of the Master Chef, a blind woman who, I'll tell you, I can't wait to learn from her because I can sure improve my cooking skills. We have Congressman Val Demings from Florida who will be speaking as well, and also Congressman David Young from the state of Iowa. So it's going to be a very festive event.
There you go.
That's really something. Yeah, sounds like a great event. Sean, I have a question for you. Why don't you tell the people what it's like to what opportunities you have for the blind in the District of Columbia, to hear about what's going on the rest of the country.
Oh, no problem, sure. So when it comes to the District of Columbia, as you well know, in general, it's what we call a very strong employment market. And so when it comes to blindness in District of Columbia, if you acquire the necessary skills, sort of what I call the AT skills, the O&M skills, and just the confident blind skills, you pretty much have a good chance of acquiring employment within the District of Columbia. In regards to rehabilitation services, you can have your options of going out of town, like I mentioned some of the centers, but also we have a couple of agencies here where you can gain blind skills training to prepare you for employment. In regards to just socially in general, there are so many activities that you can participate in, ranging from sporting activities, technology activities. For example, the Martin Luther King Library has an accessibility program. But you can learn everything from learning how to do JAWS to learning how to use a smartphone. And also they have a sort of job readiness program, the D.C. Center for Independent Living, which is here. They have those type of programs as well. So if you're a blind person living in D.C., you can get the skills training on a lower level or on a larger scale. There's no excuse for you not to receive blind skills training and independent living skills here in the District of Columbia.
Well, did you find that when you lost your vision, did a doctor tell you where to go, or did you find yourself the institutions?
Great question. You know, my dad really had to research that, because at the time, even today, a lot of doctors, especially ophthalmologists, offices, don't really know where to refer people in regards to getting rehabilitation services.
Well, they don't tell you anything either.
Do, but a lot of them who don't.
They don't tell you anything, where to go, what to do. Basically, when I went blind, they told me I was blind, but they didn't say one word about where to go, what to do. Not one word.
And no matter what, Michael, we have sent literature to ophthalmology offices so we can kind of be sort of that bridge in regards to the ophthalmology department and rehabilitation services. And sometimes that bridge is still just sitting there, not being crossed.
That's right.
By consumers who lose their sight. So
it's terrible that they don't. Yeah. They're not more supportive.
But we have an organization here called the Prevention of Blindness Society who's been working very hard to try to bridge that gap as well. A woman named Janet Morrison here has been just wonderful trying to get the ophthalmologist to understand the importance of rehabilitation once a person becomes blind. So, and I know they've done quite a few workshops for doctors and also medical interns. So we're hoping it's going to get better here.
I'm also reading that you are. Is this current that you're the president of the D.C. Friends of the Talking Book and Braille Library?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
boy,
well, you're a busy man. You're a busy man.
Yeah, I am. I thank my wife for allowing me to be busy. I'm the president there. We're basically a bridge as well for the community in regards to letting the consumers know, the blind consumers know in D.C. about the services that the library offers. And like I said, the Martin Luther King Library here in D.C. offers a ton of services for blind consumers.
And a little birdie told you also that you're a member of the Blind Bowlers Association.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. What's your average? Can I ask what your average is, or you don't want to tell?
That'd be no comment.
I'm only kidding. No, you don't have to tell. Like, you don't have to tell.
No, it's okay. Look, I have fun. It's all fun. It's like 70 or something. And,
okay.
But I enjoy it. I love the reaction mm-hmm. of people when they see me bowling or yeah. see me carrying my bowling bag. It's fun. So I have a good time.
There you go.
That's funny. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the NFB for people who are just tuning in.
Well, like I said, the NFB, let me just say this. NFB believes that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and their dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. And we truly believe that. And so, again, we're an advocacy organization. We advocate for the civil rights of blind people, and not only in the around the country, but also really being an example for those blind folks around the world as well. And we have a lot of things going on from a legislative standpoint, but we're advocating for the blind and also for people with all disabilities, especially when, for example, I can give you tell you about our time back, which is time integrated meaningful employment, which we're trying to eliminate subminimum wages paid to people with disabilities around the country. There are people with disabilities who still are getting paid like $2-3 an hour. So we are fighting to change that, repeal the Fair Labor Standards Act 14C. And so that's one of our biggest initiatives. We got several of them, but that's just one of them. So we want people with disabilities to be treated fairly.
Sean, we have a caller that would like to say hello to you, and her name is Sherry Brunn. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Sherry.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Roderick.
Hey,
say hi to you, too. It's so cool that you're on the show, and Dr. O'Neill and everyone. But, Sean, I had to say hi to you. I see you guys every year because I go to the Washington seminar. And every year, his affiliate provides donuts and orange juice and gin for us to get our day started. Every single year, and it's awesome. And one of the things that I wanted to add to what you said really quick, Sean, is one of our board members, Anil Lewis, who works in Baltimore, had coined the phrase a few years ago, NFB family, and it stuck. And that's what I try to stress. I'm the chapter president of the Central Florida chapter, and I try to stress to the chapter members, you know, I'm not any better, any different. I'm not above you. Just because I hold the office of president, I'm just one of the gang, and we're all a family. And we all need mm-hmm. to take care of each other and watch out for each other. And I'm so thrilled that Roderick is on the call and on the phone, on the show, and all the stuff he's gone through and overcome. But the thing is, when you know that there are over 50,000 people that have overcome stuff too, and you can relate to them and talk to them, you know you're not by yourself, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sherry. And let me just press upon, it is a family, and I think as blind people, we need to come together as a family. You know, we go through so much, and so we come together to kind of uplift each other, and that's what the Federation is all about. It's about a family.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
Thanks,
Sherry,
for sharing that.
Thanks, Sherry.
Come check out the convention this week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sherry. Thanks for calling in. So, Sean,
bye-bye.
Sean has so much energy, Michael. I just hear the enthusiasm in his voice. You have a lot to contribute, don't you?
Yes, I love living. I tell you, my quality of life as a blind person is very good. And I'm not going to let nobody stop me from living the life I want to live. So that's where it comes from. I love being a husband. I love being a father. I love being a son to my parents. I love being a sibling to my brother and sister. So if I'm up, they up, and we all gonna live good.
There you go.
Well, tell everybody again about the conference if they're in the area or they want to travel from different parts of the country to the conference.
Yes, ma'am. Once again, the National Federation of Blind National Convention will be held from July 10th to the 15th in Orlando, Florida, at the Rose and Shingle Creek Hotel. You can come down and register. Registration is $30, and come down and meet this whole bunch of blind people who are there to just mingle, social, just network. It's just, and you can just learn so much about blindness in general. So I just welcome, hope everyone can come down.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming
on board.
Thanks for calling
in, Sean.
We
appreciate it. And we hope to
get... Thank you. I'm so honored. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We hope we meet you in person.
Yes, ma'am. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty.
We're going right now. It's called Trivia Time. Trivia Time. 407-894-1680. It's Trivia Time. Who's singing this song? Where's the music?
He has to pour it in a little bit.
I'm loving the applause, though.
Yeah,
they,
I know. That is
that's
interesting.
It's pretty neat.
I hope they don't say her name. There we go.
Let me tell you about this person singing.
But don't give away the
I'm
answer.
I'm not going to give it away.
Like I did last week.
Let me just tell you this, folks. The reason why you heard the clapping before she sang, and it was, of course, it was a woman. She was singing in front of an audience. And the audience was, I'm going to give you a little bit of hint.
Wait, don't do it. Don't do it yet, Mike. Don't do it yet.
Yeah,
hold on,
no,
Mike, before you
that,
go.
He'd be yelling at me.
Because you might give away too much in that detail of a...
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. I'll tell you the story after.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story.
And we want to tell when she introduced that song, too, what year that was.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's a very interesting story.
All right, we got us a caller.
Okay.
All the way from Coconut Creek, Florida.
Oh, Coconut Creek. I thought it'd be from Philadelphia.
our friend, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, and I'm old enough to know.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Mike. Who is it?
You ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Kate Smith.
100% right.
That's correct.
100% right, Mike.
How did you know that, Mike? How did you know that?
I remember watching television seeing Kate Smith.
Well, yes.
But not in 1938.
No.
Oh, no, that was radio. That was radio.
No.
That was the radio when she sang it.
And it's funny because I last week that I got the echo, and I was going to ask to hear Kate Smith. I just haven't gotten around to it.
There you go. And he just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. And,
appreciate it.
Yeah, did you ever get? Were you one of them? As far as we get supposed to get the bracelets?
No.
Oh, we'll
yet.
Put you down
no.
for a bracelet. What do you got a bracelet
yeah, well,
too? You got to get a bracelet.
Your address.
We'll put you down for a bracelet as well.
So
but let me
on,
just
Mike.
Tell you a story about Kate Smith because this is very interesting.
Well, yeah, he can stay on.
You can stay on. Listen to the story. They were clapping at this hockey arena in Philadelphia because...
NHL. Oh, NHL, National Hockey
she
League.
Was the motivation behind the hockey, and they said that she won the Stanley Cup for them because later on in life became Rocky. out of Philly. But before Rocky, they played Kate Smith. And Kate Smith, they played the song because originally they didn't want to play the hockey. Anything to do with America was during the
Vietnam War,
and Philadelphia did want to play any songs about U.S. And then they stopped playing with Kate Smith, God Bless America, and that's what gave them the motivational, and they won the Stanley Cup. And she was around for years. And to tell you the truth, until I heard Kate Smith with the Stanley Cup with Philadelphia, I didn't even know who she was.
Right. Well, the version that you just heard was in 1974, before the hockey game. But we were reading that she introduced the song in 1938 on Armistice Day on the radio.
How old was she? Like 12?
No, she was
in her 20s.
The version you just heard, I'm guessing, when looking at her, she's probably in her 60s.
Looking at this video right here, in 1974.
She looks pretty young there.
She still looked like she probably just been going into her 40s.
Look at the one in 1938.
She was probably about 60 then.
Yeah, in 74. I think she died in the 80s.
Yeah. I need to drink her water.
But thank you, Mike. I'm glad you're listening out there in Coconut
Creek. Take the same address.
You know, I never heard her sing another song.
You and me both. You're right.
You're right.
She was very popular back in the late 30s. She was very popular. Very popular.
Why don't we finish playing this song so people can enjoy it on the holiday weekend while he's taking his information?
You know what? Play the song.
Thanks for
calling, Mike.
It's history in the making.
Give your name and address and play the rest of the song.
All right, Mike. Hold on, Mike.
Will do.
So she's cheering before the game.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's cheering.
Yeah, everybody's cheering.
No, that was the end of it.
Oh, that's the end of
it. That was the end of it. And now everybody's going around giving her a handshake, especially the whole team.
Okay. Go.
That was Kate Smith, God Bless America. Let me tell you something. You miss any show? No problem. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and you can listen to any show that you've missed along the way. We have some other things there you might want to read and look at. No problem. If you want to write to us, it's Michael. If you want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. When you say and, it's A-N-D. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And what about Facebook, Lynn?
It's just Michael. It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Blind and Beyond Radio Show on Facebook. Yeah, so I wanted to ask, maybe somebody will call in and help us celebrate the July 4th a little bit. And just tell us why we celebrate the 4th of July. Why do you think we celebrate the 4th of July? And Chris is going to play some fireworks before we leave for sure. So call in 407-894-1680. So Michael, why do you think we celebrate July 4th?
It's Independence Day.
That's right.
Of course, 1776. I wasn't around. Maybe some of you were around, but I wasn't. But 1776 was famous.
Well, did you know who signed the Declaration of Independence?
Do I know?
Mm-hmm.
I know some of them. I don't know all of them.
John Quincy Adams?
Hancock was the main guy who signed it, John Hancock. Then you had Benjamin Franklin.
George Washington.
Thomas Jefferson.
No, actually, George Washington did not sign it right away.
No. Thomas Jefferson, he signed it.
It says, although George Reed had voted against the resolution of independence and Robert Morris had abstained, they both signed the declaration. And the most famous signature on the engrossed copy is that of who? Who do you think it is?
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
John Quincy Adams.
No.
John Hancock.
Yes.
Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw.
The most famous signature is John Hancock.
Really?
He was at the president of Congress at the time. Presumably, don't go by me, but presumably he signed first. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Now, I got a question for our audience. It's not trivia. The first one calls up. I'd like to know.
Saved by the Bell, Michael.
Who was the... Can you name the 13 colonies?
Oh, that's hard.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Be right back. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Chris?
Yes, sir. I definitely want to say thank you all for all that you do. And to all of our listeners here at the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, thank you for the love. Thank you for the support, especially going up all the way to, let me make sure I get it right now, Palmyra, New Jersey.
Right.
To Miss Betty and Brother Paul, thank you guys so much for the gift. I did receive the gift last week, and I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate you. Sheila, Dr. Assistant Friend, Sheila Young, who's so technology savvy, thank you so much as well for your love. And to you, Mike and Lynn, and to everyone, I thank you guys so much for the outpour of love and appreciation for giving me the time to spend some quality time with baby girl fresh into the world. And you know, this week makes 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
It'll be a month in about 6 days.
It's time for a new photo.
Yes, I got some coming because I'm working on some myself. Right,
and I'll describe it on Facebook for the people that are visually impaired. I'll describe her.
But I definitely want to say thank you all so much, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, we thank you.
I'm not going to cry.
Okay. Now it's trivia time.
Not on our watch.
It's trivia time. And I got a special song. I've talked about this song many times. If anything, this song gives me motivational, because this song, as I told you, my brother, Barry, he turned down this song and it ended up $100. He could have had this song and he turned it down. And said, no, don't like it. Don't like the song.
Your brother turned down this song.
Yeah, the one you're going to play for trivia. Absolutely. Here we go. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Get a job. You made me money to buy this time to get me out of my bed of crime. Get a job. That song became number one. My brother turned it down. Who's singing the song? Does anybody know it? It was number one song. And this, folks, I never let my brother forget it, because he could have had it for $100 and he turned it down. And my brother to this day says, I don't even know that song. I said, no, you turned it down. And I was right in the room. I think I was 15 years old at the time, or 14 years old, something like that. And I heard him say, nah, I don't like that record. Nope.
Really?
What, you make it in your basement?
Did
the guy
you
said,
like
yeah.
it? But did you like it at the time, Michael?
Yeah.
You did?
It was a trash song. It's a good song.
A trash song.
Well, that's what they called good songs back then. They called them trash songs.
Oh, okay. Tell me something, because I'm sitting here lost. Like, wait, how you liked the song and you just said it was a trash song.
That was, you know how you say that was bad, meaning good?
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Certain words, that was a trashy song. That's a good song. So certain words, each year you grow up to have other slangs. 407-894-1680. We're waiting. Well, oh, we got some calls.
Yeah, while we're waiting for a caller, let's thank everybody for joining us today in the studio, so in case we don't have time after
yes,
this.
We want to thank everybody for Dr. Lucille O'Neill. I want to thank Roderick Thomas and his lovely wife, Teresa Thomas. Went to my junior high school, lived in my area,
something.
Mount Airy.
We both
lived
in Mount Airy.
Yeah.
Finally.
She said, Philadelphia? I said, yeah. Where are you from? Mount Airy. I'm no kid, Mount Airy. That's why I grew up in Mount Airy. I forgot this, where she lived in Mount Airy.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed our premiere edition of Motivational
Moments.
Wouldn't
it be funny if she lived
moments.
Around the corner from me?
So, would like some feedback.
Mount Airy wasn't that big. It'd be funny if she lived around the corner from me. We got anybody to call? Trivia?
Oh, Rick's here.
We do. He's on the phone.
Okay. Okay, so... We got somebody on the line?
Here the person comes.
Who's on the line? Hello?
A lot of beeping back there.
All right, we have Jesse Townsend, first-time caller right here from Orlando.
Okay,
Jesse? Orlando's
Jesse?
Really lighting up the board
tonight. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jesse.
Where are you from, Orlando?
Yes.
Yeah? Your first-time caller?
First time caller.
How do you like the show?
Well, I just started watching it listening through it with my wife because she's blind.
Oh.
Well, are you going to? I hope you took notes and you'll call Lighthouse Central Florida. Can I give?
Yeah, she's a member.
Oh, she's a member. Of the oh, Lighthouse. Good. Oh, that's okay. Wonderful.
So, who do you think was singing that song? Do you know?
I thought it was Don and Juan.
No, sorry. But listen, don't go away because we'll take your name and address and we'll send you a beautiful, nice bracelet, Blind and Beyond Radio Show bracelet, no charge.
No charge.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so don't go away. Chris, but that wasn't Don and Juan. No, they had another hit, but that was not this one.
You hold on, Jesse.
You hold on.
Hold on. All right. Chris will get your address. Hold
Chris
on.
Chris will get your address.
Who else?
For the bracelets.
Chris, who else before who else we say you got goodbye? Hold
All right, this next gentleman, he won last week.
Oh, he can't win again.
Well, we can still say hello.
But he want to say hello, and I explained it to him. He got the answer.
Okay.
Our good friend, Ian. How you doing, Ian?
Hi, Ian.
I'm fine. The show was great tonight, except for that lady.
Yeah, you heard that. Okay.
Yeah, what was that all about? Yeah, that was a first.
I know.
Yikes.
Well, thank you for liking the show. Did we put you down for a bracelet?
No.
Well, we're going to send you our bracelet. It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Maybe you'll wear it. I hope you'll wear it.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock.
So, Chris,
yeah, wear it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we got to say goodbye. It's 9 o'clock.
Right. It's 9 o'clock.
Yes,
so
it
for
is.
Those who don't know, I'll give you the answer right now. That was the Rays. I'm sorry, not
no,
the Rays.
No, wait.
I'm wrong.
Wait. Let Ian say it then.
You can say I know it. It's my favorite song. Okay.
That's the Solos.
What is it?
Silhouettes.
Correct.
Very
the silhouettes.
Very good.
Yeah, 100% right. I draw a blank. I can't believe I screwed up.
Thanks for being out there.
It was
Ian.
The silhouettes.
We gotta go.
All right. You all have a blessed week.
You take care. Yeah. All right. We're going off with fireworks. Right.
Fireworks.
See
okay.
you all next week. Love you all. Take care.
Next
that was
week,
the silhouettes.
Join us with Sheila Young, Jason Goldfield, and Jim Pasquinelli, owner of Home Care Assistance Orlando. Looking forward to next week. Have a great holiday weekend.
Take care.
Happy July 4th.
God bless you all. Happy July 4th. Stay well, all of you.
Sing up our ass.